Robert Johnson of Woodbridge understands the mental health crisis from a personal perspective. Back in 2011, he was struggling with a serious bout of depression, and he ended up handcuffed to an emergency room bed for 9 hours. That's because no psychiatric beds were available in Prince William County, so he had to wait for one in Fairfax.
Think about a horse-drawn carriage, and the nearest hospital is 20 miles away, and you're riding over speed bumps. That's what I'm going through emotionally. That's the kind of pain that I'm feeling, handcuffed to that bed.
Johnson presented his story to lawmakers and asked them to support a bill introduced by Republican Delegate Peter Farrell of Henrico that would remove barriers to open new psychiatric beds. But lobbyists for hospitals opposed the bill because they were concerned about making changes to the system. Farrell says he's frustrated people in need won't get help because hospitals are concerned about the bottom line.
I don't think they want anything at all going anywhere because they don't want things to change. They enjoy having their cake and eating it too.
Lawmakers eventually decided to study the issue more, but Farrell says it's been studied enough. He calls the effort to move it back to a study committee a Brooks Brothers lobbying tactic, essentially killing a bill by resigning it to more investigation. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.